Have you ever wondered if the world's leading innovators, entrepreneurs, and business people ever share the latest insights in the existing and upcoming corporate scenarios? I mean, after all, they too must have been in the same place as you. They too must have been thinking about the evolving trends and the relevant techniques to adapt them. Welcome to Nexten. I'm your host for the brand new show that's called Next In. My name is Hu Frisch and I'm a data center professional in addition to a software engineer. My show is about next insights, next inputs, and the next innovations. In here, I'm currently delving into the working ways of some of the most successful personalities across the world. I'll be asking them questions on generic corporate scenarios. I'll be asking them relevant industry best practices, tactics, tricks, and techniques to know what's in store for us in the near future. I'm going to get all those legitimate ways out to adapt them efficiently and quickly to achieve much more than an average person. Talking to entrepreneur and Silicon Valley technocrats such as Mr. Siddharth Rajans about the prevailing mode of work, that's work from home.
Your work from home experience for the next 10 days, 15 days should be like an extension of the modern day ways we connect with our office colleagues. So Facebook, around 2 or 3 years back, they launched something called as the Work Messenger. Then there's also the Workplace by Facebook app. So Workplace is like a professional Facebook. And similarly, the Work Messenger is your official messenger. So I've been using that for only a couple companies were initially signed up for it. So I don't know how effective that concept has made its way into India. But I believe, so the Work Messenger is like my go-to thing for anything when I'm doing work from home or anything where I'm not in my office space. So those kind of apps actually were the starting point for, making your work from home experience more productive.
I'd be chatting with experienced IT professional, Mr. Anil Reddy, on the work ethics during the pandemic.
See, first of all, I have never been a big fan of work from home. And it has always been very difficult for me to work from home. I'm more of an outdoor person per se. And the second is, I love to be around people, especially in a work environment. And the higher up you are, the more reasons to be at a place where you're able to touch and feel and, actually work around these different teams and different initiatives and so on and so forth. Though we have virtual, conferences or ways to do things virtually, but it's a totally different paradigm per se, right? If you are in a work environment, especially physically in an office or something, 9 out of 10 times you just walk to the next office or walk down the corridor to the next building or something like that and are able to get things done, right? I mean, informally. But now everything becomes like kind of formal to be able to do it. And yes, given all the technology that we have, almost every laptop is equipped with, video equipment and all that. Microsoft has the Teams offering, Zoom is there, a lot of conferencing tools and technologies to be able to do it. In spite of that is that discipline, that interpersonal kind of working gets reduced, right? Even from an efficiency perspective, personally, I feel I get more things done in the office than actually working.
I'd be talking to an emotional and social intelligence expert, Dr. Sandeep Atre, about the basics of his domain.
Frisch, the fact is that in profession, you do not deal with stakeholders. You deal with persons. You do not hire a candidate. Right. You hire a person. You do not report to a manager. You report to a person. You do not delegate to a junior, you delegate to a person. I mean, you're not interviewed by a company, Uprish, you're interviewed by a person. Two computers never sign an agreement, it's always two persons. You do not collaborate with executives. Right. You collaborate with persons. And chair doesn't command respect. It is always a person. So you see, all corporate scenarios boil down to intrapersonal and interpersonal dynamics. And emotional and social intelligence is the essential skill of all intrapersonal and interpersonal skills, and thus makes all the difference.
Subscribe now in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.